countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, this summer, the small community of the Benedictine nuns at Kilmore Abbey in Galway welcomed the first birth on their farm of a Connemara pony foal. The breed is known for both its athletic ability and kind nature throughout the world. And now a small herd of Connemara ponies is being established at the Abbey, both to attract visitors and display what the traditional breed has to offer. Suzanne Campbell visited the Abbey this week to find out more about the new herd and how Kilmore Abbey has been coping during a very different summer for tourism.
So we're looking at the Kilmore paddock and the footsteps of the Diamond Mountain in the background, and these make up the majority of the stud of Kilmore ponies that we have here in the Kilmore Abbey estate.
Connor Coyne, Executive Director of the Kilmore Trust.
Three mares, two with foals of feet, and one bay yearling as well, and they kind of showcase and demonstrate a lot of the attributes and characteristics that are synonymous with the Connemara pony.
And if visitors come here, they'll see that the foals are darker grey, a light grey, and the yearling is bay. But they're always born much darker, aren't they? And they grey out during life.
Yeah, very much like myself, they get grey as the years go on. Hopefully they keep their hair.
They have a mix of colours.
You can very much. And then the flea-bitten colour often comes in with elder age as well. Mm-hmm. Earlier on this year, this bay filly, we expected actually to start to go kind of buckskin and eventually dun, and that may happen yet. That golden dun colour with the black markings is really synonymous with the Connemara pony, and we want to ensure that we have kind of a breed here as well that kind of showcases that too.
Why was the decision made to bring ponies into Kilmore, and how did you go about choosing what animals you'd pick?
So I commenced in Kilmore in April 2019, and what really I wasn't prepared for was the expanse of the space here and the pastures, the meadows, and the actual opportunity there was here to showcase a whole pile of different elements of Connemara to the over 500,000 people that visited here each year. I come from a family with a historical background in Connemara pony breeding, so I really believe that there was a great opportunity here, especially for the 90% plus of foreign visitors, to come and see the Connemara in its natural habitat. And what more natural habitat could you have than this large field with the 12 bends in the background and with the sea only 5 kilometres away, right side by side with our Victorian walled garden. And then the key question was, how many did we need and where to find them? Perhaps the procurement of Connemara ponies is quite a political issue.
I'd say so in this part of the world.
Yeah. So we made a conscious decision that notwithstanding the fact that a number of members of staff here actually probably own ponies themselves, that we'd look to source from around the county. We looked for a kind of diverse bloodlines, because there's maybe a concentration of bloodlines at the moment in the breed in some elements. We just looked to kind of diversify as much as possible. So we have two mares from French stallions, two mares from the old Abbey Lake's own side, and then we have a couple of mares as well that have maybe performance pedigree in their background as well. And what we're going to try and do then is continue our breeding program using diversification of sires and just really kind of having a different look and feel to each one of the ponies that we have here.
You'll obviously keep some for breeding, but will some be sold? And will people be able to buy them?
Well, what I really want to do is establish under the peaceful prefix that we have here, a breed that symbolises the excellence of breeding in Connemara's. We're not really doing it as a money-making enterprise per se. We're really doing it as a showcase for the breed itself, as Ireland's national breed. There will be maybe two or three surplus or excess stock each year, and our real focus will be ensuring that they go to homes that are apt and that are homes that will maybe potentially involve the presentation and development of the stock to another audience elsewhere.
Back inside the Abbey building itself, I'm exploring the newly refurbished rooms. Kilmore Abbey was built by Manchester native Mitchell Henry in the 1860s, the household employing hundreds in this area of Connemara. New interpretive displays bring this period under the Henry family to life.
And I will therefore allow to each of my agricultural tenants the remission of the whole of the present half year's rent.
As well as the Abbey's time as a school, which closed in 2010.
And I confidently rely on you.
Jessica Ridge takes me through the new rooms.
So we're standing in a room that people would know as the main entrance from years of old. We now have a new entrance to the new part of the experience. But where we're standing would have been the original hunting, fishing, shooting lodge that the castle was built around. It was very important to us to bring back Mitchell Henry's story as well in all parts of the Abbey. Mm-hmm. And so last year, well, the year before, we undertook a project to bring this back to its Victorian splendour and to restore the rooms and bring in furniture and wallpaper, anything that we could to make it look originally Victorian. We worked with Matt McNulty in Dublin. He's a brilliant knowledge on historical restoration, and he sourced wonderful pieces for us. We then could bring them back to the Restoration College in Letterfrack, where they could bring them back to looking not new, but new enough for us, and lay them around here. When you come into the drawing room now, you'll see there's furniture everywhere. But that's very much how the Victorians would have had it. And so we got in more like a chaise lounge that's beautiful in the window and features like that that would have been very Victorian.
In terms of tourism this year, how have you coped with the COVID restrictions? And obviously you reopened, and how has that gone?
It's gone well for us. We were worried, to be honest with you, because our tourism would mainly be overseas. Fáilte Ireland, Tourism Ireland, everyone has worked really, really hard, and the staycation is very much happening here, and it's brilliant. And it's wonderful for us to get Irish visitors in and to get them interested in the heritage of the place, especially with the new rooms open. People would have been here maybe 5-10 years ago, and they might think, well, why would we come back? But we have a whole new visitor experience, the restored rooms. And so there's so much to see, even if you have been here before. There's also more space in the place, you know, with fewer numbers, you can walk through. It's a one-way system. And so you can see the place like you wouldn't have seen it before. Our main season would run from March to October, but we are open all year round. And I suppose for this season, we'd hope that we continue to get the Irish guests. You know, we have our Christmas products and we do like Christmas talks. We have a Samhain event every year. Mm-hmm. And while they can't be what they were before, we really hope that we can bring something to people that they'll enjoy and that'll take them away from pressures and everything that they've been experiencing for the last few months.
Yes, indeed. That's Kyle Moore Abbey there, and our reporter Suzanne Campbell.